Hi, Shantae.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon, good day. My name is John, and this is the NEC helpline. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Shantae?
Yes.
Hi, Shantae, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And so I'll ask, are you a parent of a premature baby?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the age of your baby today?
He's 12.
He's 12. Okay, and since he was born premature, this is your son. What was his gestational age at birth?
It's a girl, by the way. It's not a
Oh,
boy, it's a
I'm
girl.
sorry. I apologize. For some reason, I thought you said he. She. You meant she.
Yes,
Okay.
it's okay.
She's
And
12.
you said how much was he when he was born?
What was her gestational age at birth?
Gestational age at birth. What
Yes,
do you, three?
how many weeks was she born?
Oh, she was 31 weeks.
She was 31 weeks, okay. And what was her weight at birth?
3 pounds, 7 ounces.
3 pounds, 7 ounces, okay. And then what is how long was your daughter in the hospital for between the time she was born and the time she was allowed to come home?
Fifteen days. Hospitalization for her was like 2 months and 1 week. So they didn't let her go. Let's see, maybe to like the first week of October in 2012.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was your daughter diagnosed as a premature baby with NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Now, have you gotten an attorney? Have you already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, that's
And
true. Yes.
okay, and regrettably, your daughter was diagnosed with NEC. Does she have any long-term injuries or complications because of her diagnosis? For example, does she have any ongoing GI problems? Is there any scarring?
Just she had like, are you asking like, what was her, what did she have, like her complications
Well, today,
or
like,
symptoms?
so she's 12 years old today. She was diagnosed with NEC when she was a baby, I'm assuming.
Right.
Does she currently have, does she have like long-term complications because that can be tied or can trace back to NEC?
I believe so.
Okay. And when you say you believe so, what type of complications?
She just let's see, I don't. Like she hasn't had to go in to have anything recently. She just sometimes just a little like she feels like she's, I don't know, she just has, she just, I don't know, honey. I don't know. Just, if it's something, I take her to the doctor and, they tell me, oh, she's fine, she's okay, and just keep an eye on this or an eye on that. But overall, I believe she's okay. She just sometimes maybe don't want to walk for long periods of time, or just certain little, just little stuff.
Well, we're talking about in the context of NEC, which affects the intestines of premature babies. It causes inflammation, and sometimes it, if it's at advanced
Oh,
stage of.
like stomach pain and stuff. Yes, she does have the sometimes like stomach pain,
Okay.
vomiting a little bit,
Okay, that's.
breathing issues.
Okay, so that's. You're describing some ongoing GI problems, so she does have some long-term complications.
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
all right. Do you have any.
Maybe sometimes a little bloody in the stool.
Okay,
just a little bit, not, you know, not how it was or nothing, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then do you have any medical records in your possession that can show proof of the diagnosis?
I don't have you know, any of that right now, but I can, you know, I can see what I could do to get it.
Okay, but you so you don't have possession of records, but you're aware they're available at the hospital and the
law. Yes. Oh, those. Yes.
Okay. All right. When was your daughter diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis? What was the date of her diagnosis?
She was I want to say during like the 4th week of August 2012. So about the 4th week of August 2012.
Okay.
Was when she was diagnosed.
What was the date then?
Probably, let's see, August. Let me see. I got to look on this calendar. I'll be able to know. Let's see. I say August 27th, August 28th.
Okay, so we'll use August 28th. Is that all right?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and was that diagnosis made prior to being provided formula?
They gave her the formula. Well, she started drinking the formula like right after being out of me, like maybe 30, 40 minutes.
Okay. So
they discovered, you know, when I had her, oh, she's definitely premature. So the doctors fed her. You know, I never fed her at all.
So, Shante, was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being provided formula? Or was it after?
I think it was after, hon.
Okay, all right.
Think it was after. They kind of suspected something. They just wanted to run tests to make sure.
Okay. And then how long after being fed the formula or fortifier was your daughter diagnosed with NEC? Would you say it was less than 7 days or more than 7 days?
More than 7 days.
Okay. And what is the name of the hospital that your daughter was born at?
Antelope Valley Hospital.
Eleanor Valley?
No, Antelope. AV Hospital.
Oh, Antelope Valley. Antelope Valley Hospital. That's in what city?
Yes. Yes, in Lancaster, California.
Okay. Okay, Antelope Valley Medical Center. Is that on 1600 West Avenue J in Lancaster?
Let me look that up real quick and make sure. I don't know the address by heart. So
well,
give me a second to get you the correct information before I just...
That's okay. I actually looked it up.
Oh, okay.
But it was Antelope Valley Medical Center in Lancaster.
Yes.
Okay. And was this hospital the same hospital that made the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And do you know the name of the formula that was provided at the hospital? The brand?
You said the brand. What was the name of it?
Yeah, the brand of formula.
It was a Similac Neosure.
Okay.
Similac.
Okay, and since
I want to say a cow-based formula, something like that.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then you are the parent and legal guardian of your daughter, correct? So
yes.
She could not file a claim for herself, but you can do that because you're parent and legal guardian?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you do have the authority to sign on her behalf?
Yes.
Okay, great. And your daughter is still with us today?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your daughter was born at 31 weeks and was heard when she was diagnosed with NEC. Was that while she was still in the hospital or did you leave and come back and then get diagnosed?
Oh, no, honey. I stayed. I didn't leave and go nowhere.
No, I mean,
I maybe left my family made me leave and they'll stay with her so I can go take a shower, but I will go bird bath for some time, act like I took a shower and come right back.
Pardon me for interrupting you, Shante, but it's not, the question isn't about you, it's your daughter.
Oh.
Was your daughter diagnosed with NEC while she was in the hospital before she never left and came back?
Right, no.
Okay, she was diagnosed at the hospital. Okay, all right. And
yes.
Then can you share with me your daughter's date of birth, please?
Yes, August 8th, 2012.
August 8th, 2012. Okay. And she is 12 years of age.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of her birth certificate, and could you provide that to the law firm if they request it?
Yeah, sure.
Great. And then is there any other person that you know that meets this criteria? They were diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis as a premature baby?
I do have another friend that was, but I don't know where this girl is at. But her baby was 3 pounds, 9 ounces.
And was that baby diagnosed with NEC?
I don't know if her baby was diagnosed with it. I just know her baby was really small. And right now he's still, right now she had her baby in 2023. And her baby right now should be like a year and a half. But I know he's still not walking and talking yet.
Okay, so is there anyone that any person with a premature baby that you know that was diagnosed with NEC?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then, all right, and so now I'll be asking questions about your daughter. She's a female and she's single, correct?
Yes.
Okay, can you spell her first name for me?
Yes, Shonnie.
Okay, that's Shawnee,
Shonnie.
And her last name?
Is McCaleb, McCaleb.
Okay, McCaleb.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and does she have a suffix to her name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay, and then the law firm, if they agree to take your case to help you get a settlement from the makers of the baby formula, because your daughter was exposed to cow's milk formula and then diagnosed with NEC, they do need to request medical records to confirm your daughter's diagnosis. And on that release form for medical records is a social security number for your daughter. Do you have your daughter's social security number available?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, let me just hold on 1 second. Let me grab my purse.
Thank you. And can you talk to
me? And I can get that.
While you're gathering it?
Yes, just give me 1 second. I got to run upstairs.
While you're running upstairs, I can gather your information. So your mom, and you're filing a claim on behalf of your daughter. Your name is Shanti?
Yes.
Okay, that's spelled Shaunte?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Burnett, Burnett.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. Single, never married?
Never married.
Okay, perfect. And your gender is female?
Yes.
Okay. And then your social security number?
570-817-441.
Thank you. And then your date of birth?
October 26, 1984.
Okay, let me just confirm that I have your social security number and your date of birth correct, because I already verified your first and last name spelling. Your social is 570-817-441. Is that right?
Yes.
And your date of birth is October 26. That's the 26, 1984. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, did you get your daughter's social security number, Shawnee's
social yes.
security number? Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
It's
073-27-4193.
Okay, thank you. Let me confirm that I have it correct. 073-27-4193?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Again, if you meet the criteria, I will send you the legal agreement that authorizes the law firm to represent you, along with the authorization to release medical records. But I'll also send you a copy of the forms that you're going to be signing to your email address. I have on record your email address is shanteburnett7@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And the phone number I'm speaking to you on, it's 661-227-6554. That's your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. The law firm also wants to do a quick verification call. They do want to confirm that your daughter was born premature, your daughter was exposed to Similac, and then was later diagnosed with NEC. They'll do that verification over the phone, and they'll call you at this number. What is the best time that you can reach? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay, perfect. So I've marked mornings down. So even though you and I will be probably finishing today, be on the lookout for a phone call from the law firm sometime between now and the next 14 days, okay?
Okay.
All right. What is your address, please?
1041 East Avenue K, Apartment 23, Lancaster, California, 93535.
Okay. Let me confirm. I didn't get the apartment number. I'm sorry. What is the apartment number?
Apartment 23.
Thank you. 23. Let me confirm I have the address correct. I have 1041 East Avenue, K as in kangaroo, Lancaster, California, 93535.
Yes.
And that's apartment 23.
Yes.
And do you have official documents to show the parent-daughter relationship? That's the birth certificate as well.
The birth certificate, yes.
Okay, perfect. And your name is listed on the birth certificate, Shanti Burnett?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Is there a father's name listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, and his name?
Johnny McCaleb.
And can you spell Johnny, please?
J-O-H-N-N-I-E.
Okay.
M-C-C-A-L-E-B.
Got it, just like your son. Okay. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
I'm aware of him, yeah.
Okay. Is there any abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of drug or alcohol abuse in the family?
No.
Okay. And did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And your daughter was born premature. She was born in California?
Yes.
And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC while in the NICU?
Wait, say that again. Was she diagnosed while what?
Was your daughter diagnosed with a NEC while she was in the NICU?
I'm not sure what that say. I don't know what that – say that again, baby. I never – was she diagnosed with what?
Was she diagnosed – was her diagnosis made while she was in the NICU?
While she was, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And the next question is going to ask the, the dates that she was in the NICU. When was she admitted into the NICU?
The diagnosis date, I believe, was the fourth week of August, 2012.
So you're saying that when she was diagnosed on August 28th of 2012, that's when she was admitted into the NICU?
Yes.
Or was she admitted into the NICU on her birth date?
She was in when she came out on her birthday, they put her in there.
What's that? I'm sorry?
That when she came out on her birthday, when they took her out of me, they put her in the what you're saying,
okay.
In the thing.
Right.
Yes.
So
the incubator.
She was put in the NICU on August 8th.
Yes.
Okay, 2012. And then when was she discharged from the NICU?
Discharge. Let me think. First week of October 2012.
So maybe October 7th, 2012?
About October 7th to the 9th. I really don't remember the dates exact.
That's all right. We'll use October 9th, 2012. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine.
And then the name on the birth certificate for your son is the same, Shawnee McCaleb?
I mean, yes, for my daughter.
Your daughter,
yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you. And weight was 3 pounds, 7 ounces?
Yes.
And when did your daughter start consuming formula or fortifier? What's your best estimate for dates?
14 to 15 days after. That's when she started facing symptoms and stuff. Say that again, baby. I'm giving you something else.
When did your daughter start consuming the formula fortifier? When did she start? When was her first feeding? On the day she was born, you think?
The day she was born, yes.
Okay. They didn't try breastfeeding her first, or?
No breastfeeding, no.
Okay, so it's August 8th, 2012. That's when she started. And when do you think they stopped feeding her formula fortifier? About the same day she was diagnosed?
No, they still was feeding her the formula. She was still having the formula.
What's your best guess of when they stopped providing formula or fortifier to your daughter?
I say when she got a little bigger, like around 7-8 pounds, that's
so
when they kind of switched.
They're
it.
Asking for a date. So you. When did they stop providing formula or fortifier to your daughter? Would it have been around the time that she was diagnosed with NEC?
No, they were still giving it to her, I believe.
So they were still giving her formula fortifier after she was diagnosed?
Yeah, they had to be because she needed it.
Okay.
So,
what's your best guess of when they stopped providing formula?
I say when I... Oh, gosh. When she was about 7.5, 8 pounds.
And when how old do you think she was at that point? A couple days old, a month old?
Three, four, five. I'd say 9 months.
About 9 months?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I think 9 months or... Oh, God. Let me try to think back. Fuck. Yeah, maybe...
Can I play shuffle for just a moment?
Yes, yes.
Okay.